KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Really excited this morning to be joined by such a local favorite band, Southern California staples of the reggae scene. Eric from the band Revolution in studio with us right now, or rather on the phone. How are you, man? Thanks for calling in.
I'm good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You guys are doing a couple shows at the Observatory, January 3rd and January 4th. The second one's already sold out, and actually, the first one is the only not sold out show in all of Southern California, so it must feel pretty cool to have such a hometown reception around here.
Yeah, I mean, California's been great to us over the years, especially down south. I mean, we got started in Santa Barbara, and you know, we would travel down to LA and a little bit further down into Orange County and San Diego when we were first getting started. So it's definitely our home, so it feels good to play at home.
Is it a pretty huge difference playing a show here than playing something in, you know, Ohio or whatever? Can you really feel the crowd's, you know, different reaction?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I learned is that, you know, everybody responds to music differently, and everyone's got their own way of expressing themselves. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. You know, every crowd is different. California has got kind of a laid-back atmosphere, and, you know, yeah, there are different places all over the world express themselves differently. So
sure,
it's pretty cool to see it like that.
Are you ever surprised by a part of the country that's like really into you that you wouldn't expect, like maybe in the South or the East, that you're like, man, they really like reggae here or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I think the scene in North and South Carolina is really thriving right now. And that's definitely like one of the last places I thought would kind of be into the music from the West Coast, or, you know, specifically Revolution's kind of reggae style music. So it's cool to see it growing, and we've definitely seen it grow over the years.
Absolutely. Again, a couple shows at the Observatory, the 3rd and the 4th. You can still grab tickets to one of those shows, ocobservatory.com, and we actually do have some to give away in just a little bit here on the morning show. So I wanted to tell you, I went to Chapman, where I know you guys did a show a few years ago, and I saw you when I was a student. Do you still do like the college thing? Do you give back to the college community here and there?
Yeah, we do every now and then. I mean, those are some of our favorite shows because that's where we got started, was in college.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it's, we feel like college students again when we play those universities. And I mean, for the most part, you know, it's the young college kids that want to go out and find live music. They want to enjoy themselves in the live spectrum, you know.
Sure.
It's that demographic that we really enjoy playing for. They're very into it. They're very diehard, dedicated fans. So, and I think we're going to see a lot of those at the Orange County shows, you know.
Totally.
It's nice to see the young kids coming out.
So did you guys all go to UC Santa Barbara? Is that where you went?
Yeah, we started at City College, and we all ended up graduating from UCSB.
So just in case people don't know, like, did you all meet in school, and then you were like, you know what, let's do this thing together? Or how was the foundation of Revolution?
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, you know, a few of us had never really played an instrument in our lives. We were just really stoked on reggae music at the time, and other music, too. But one day we just got together, we decided to jam on some cover tunes, and then, you know, next thing we knew it, we were writing original songs, and more people were coming back, and it's been a 10-year ride. You know, we're almost coming up on 10 years just doing that, starting from just the inspiration from listening to music, and all of a sudden we turned it into this band.
That's really cool, man. I didn't realize that you weren't even trained musicians to start. That must have been quite a challenge.
Yeah, definitely some of us kind of just had to learn on the spot. But we were inspired and motivated, and, you know, people say you can do anything with just a little bit of hard work and some practice, so that's kind of what we did.
Cool. Eric from the band Revolution on the phone with us right now. Again, a couple shows at the Observatory, January 3rd and 4th. We've been spinning Sky is the Limit a lot over here on the radio station, and you, I believe, released that just about this time last year, right, on Peace of Mind?
It was probably closer to 2 years ago.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Time flies.
Yeah, I guess it does, man. So with that in mind, you've got to be working on some new stuff around now, right?
We are. We're actually in L.A. right now, recording right before we do these shows. And we pretty much have the whole album done. We're just putting the final touches on it, and we're going to submit it and get it out by sometime in 2014.
And then I noticed when you did drop that album a couple years ago, you gave away a lot of it for free to your fans. Do you think that that's a good philosophy for album releasing these days? You know, why did you do that? Would you do it again?
Yeah, well, it's worked for us since the beginning. I mean, when we were first getting started, we had no real way to get our music out besides, you know, the internet and making a bunch of free demo CDs to give to people. You know, definitely, I don't think we would be where we are if we didn't give away free music. You know, honestly, we do this for the love of the music. It's not about the money.
Sure.
You know, a good way to think about it as a fan is just, it's kind of like a donation to the band to keep on, you know, producing music. Because it is a little, you know, it's expensive to record music and to, you know, the cost of being on the road and stuff. But, you know, all in all, you know, we do this for the love of the music. So I don't really care how people get their music.
Cool. Well, again, we've got Eric from the band Revolution on the phone right now. A couple shows, January 3rd and 4th at the Observatory. And finally, for people who have never seen you live, what can they expect from a live Revolution show?
High energy. Well, high energy and low energy. You know, we people often classify us as a reggae band from Southern California. And reggae is a huge part to our music. It's definitely the foundation. But we definitely mix it up. So I think if people, you know, like a wide variety of music, I think we're a great band for you guys to check out. So I know this ticket's still available for the first night, but they're going quick. So
cool. Well, people should hop on there and grab them if they want. And again, we do have a few to give away on the radio station to those sold out shows. And we're excited to see you out there, man. Thanks for taking some time with us this morning.
Thanks so much.
All right, Eric. We'll talk to you soon, dude.
All right. Later.
Bye.